It was almost certainly more isolated than it is now. Although we went to Littleton for primary school or Christchurch for high school, you tended to come back here and did things here. In our case, we'd go out into the harbour fishing or the beach or around the rocks and so on, or up to the hills. In those days, chasing rabbits. There were still the links to Christchurch and Littleton, but it was probably, hesitate to say isolated, but it was more self-contained perhaps. Kapahaka was always strong, for instance, at that time, stronger than now. There weren't the options, I suppose, that there are now for people. Those were the, we're talking here about 1940s, 50s. Those were the times when, which were sort of before what people refer to as the Maori Renaissance. English was dominant. The decisions had been made a generation or two before that the future lay with Pākehā. So although you would hear marae, te reo Māori spoken on the marae by the older people, we weren't really encouraged to learn te reo. So that sort of coloured things. And we talked about the hall and talked about the marae, but it was a hall rather than the whare. And lots of things like that. It was the Pākehā orientation. I mean, it was referred to as a pā. Rapaki technically has never been a pā. It's a kāinga. It was not a fortified settlement there. But that was sort of the way people referred to Māori communities in those days. So things have changed. There's much more. I mean, we're going to replace Whekē, the building, and it will be replaced with a whare whakaero, with a carved meeting house. And so that's a change. I guess that symbolises the change that's occurred over the last several decades.